Welcome to the Muscles and Veggies Fitness Podcast. This is where you get nutrition, health, fitness, performance, all perfectly packaged together in a bite-sized podcast to help educate and motivate you to stay on your fitness journey. This week's show, the crucial importance of electrolytes for optimal health and energy balance. Now, if you hear a small whining noise in the background, that is because I'm in my sauna. I've been extremely busy and have not had time to record a show. And I'm using this opportunity also sitting in my sauna to record this show. And what's been on my mind is electrolytes. Today's show is the crucial importance of electrolytes for optimal health and energy and balance. Last week's show, we talked about grounding and earthing and proper hydration. And although I've done shows on in the past about hydration, I really wanted to emphasize the importance of electrolytes for more than just hydration. See, electrolytes goes far beyond just staying hydrated. Electrolytes actually plays a role in electrolysis in our cells. And we go back to that thought about grounding and earthing and what we talked about in last week's episode. If you didn't catch that, give that a listen. The importance of electrolysis in our body. We are electrical beings, okay? And the actual definition of an electrolyte is a substance that breaks down into ions. Ions are particles with electrical charges. These electrolytes break down when they are dissolved into water. Okay, so we actually are taking these particles with electrical charges, breaking them down in the water in our body, and using those minerals, those key elements, to serve certain functions, and enzymatic functions in the body are so important. And this is all the things that electrolytes actually do. It regulates our nerve function and our muscle function. Pretty important, right? It regulates our hydration, which is a no-brainer. It also balances our blood acidity. So in other words, if our blood becomes too acidic, we have to alkalize it. Those electrolytes and minerals alkalize the blood to bring it back down. And you know what happens if your blood gets too acidic or too alkaline? You die. Okay, so this is a pretty important process that if our body is getting too acidic, these minerals are key into bringing the acidity down and making us more alkaline. Here's a perfect example of that, okay? Let's say someone's eating a very acidic diet, like standard American fast food, lots of, you know, processed meat, sugar, alcohol, dairy, gluten, you know, all these different things, right? This generates a lot of acidity in the blood. Well, if you don't have enough electrolytes, the body has to come up with the minerals to alkalize the blood from somewhere. So you know where it pulls it out of? It pulls it out of your bones, okay? Because calcium is a key element in alkalizing the blood. So in other words, where do you think osteoporosis comes from? Osteoporosis not just comes from aging or genetics, it comes from eating a very acidic diet, keeping your blood acidity very high. The body has to scramble for the alkalizing minerals like calcium to bring down the acidity to that 7.0 range. And in doing so, it's stripping calcium from your bones, leaving you with osteoporosis. So every time I talk to someone about osteoporosis, I'm not only talking about resistance training, but I'm also talking about alkalizing diet, which is basically an anti-inflammatory diet. Now, another thing it does is it helps to rebuild blood tissue. Electrolytes are crucial in rebuilding our blood and damaged tissues in the body. So for all you athletes out there, we are damaging our blood every time we work out really intense. We're damaging our muscles every time we work out really intense. That's what soreness actually is. Electrolytes are key in rebuilding these tissues. So again, I could go on and on about this. However, there's symptoms of an electrolyte deficiency, and I'm going to go over some of what these symptoms are. And that way, for anybody who's struggling with these things, they can say, okay, maybe it's time to really get serious about paying attention to my electrolyte balance. first thing is poor endurance. So like if you feel like you go on a jog, a hike, a walk, and you just feel like uncomfortable the whole time, sometimes that can be just because you're out of shape, but also it can be from lack of electrolytes. Your body doesn't have the raw elements or raw materials. And this is commonly, like, the person who fits this bill will be someone who's like, I've been on a walking routine for 3 months and I'm not getting any better. Like, I'm not progressing. In fact, I just am miserable the whole time. Could be from poor electrolyte balance. Muscle cramping is a huge red flag for me. Leg cramps, foot cramps, calf cramps, these are all electrolyte symptoms of an electrolyte deficiency. Primarily, it could be magnesium as well. Salt cravings, okay? Salt cravings, if you're like, oh man, I just crave salty food, like, especially like at night and things like that, potato chips and different kinds of sodium, that also could be because your body's lacking raw materials like sodium, potassium, things like that. And if you are in combination with salt cravings, you also experience water retention and swelling, especially around the feet, the ankles, things like that. You just notice you're holding on to a lot of water. This can also be from an electrolyte imbalance. Constipation and diarrhea is frequently associated or correlated with an electrolyte imbalance. Frequent thirst or frequent urination could be a sign that your electrolytes are out of balance. Here's a example of, like, if you're high in sodium and you're low in potassium, we're going to talk about this more in a little bit, but you'll retain water because sodium is crucial for bringing water into the cell and potassium is crucial for getting water, old water, nasty water, out of the cell. So if you're low in potassium, high in sodium, you'll retain water in the cell. You also feel very bloated, and you also will experience higher blood pressure. Okay, low magnesium, we talked a little bit about this, muscle cramps, tension, anxiety, sleep disorders, restless leg syndrome. These are all symptoms of a magnesium deficiency. Low sodium, so if someone who's like not eating enough sodium, maybe their doctors told them to avoid sodium because of heart disease or, you know, something like that, high blood pressure, dizziness, and heart palpitations. These are all things that are common with low sodium. These minerals are so crucial for energy production and for us to thrive, and they're absolutely necessary for hundreds and thousands of enzymatic processes to take place. Why do I say that? It's not just a fancy way of saying cool scientific words. It's because without the proper electrolytes, there are thousands of things that your body cannot do that are really important, okay? That's why I'm emphasizing this. We need a balance of all of them. How do we get a balance of all of these different electrolytes? You know, we think about all the different electrolytes. It's not just sodium, potassium, magnesium. There's chloride, there's zinc, there's chromium, there's calcium. There's all these different electrolytes that go along with the whole spectrum. So primarily, how do we get a balance of them? Nutrition and supplementation, period. We have to take them into our body. They just don't come out of thin air. And an interesting side note is if you look up what the human body is actually comprised of, it's primarily 11 different elements, okay? And out of these elements, and I always get this backwards, there's either 5 gases and 6 minerals, or there's 6 gases and 5 minerals. But these 11 elements are crucial. They are what the body, the human body, is actually made out of. Now, here's an interesting side note. Do you know the one place in the universe that all 11 of these elements are together in the same place? The Earth's crust. The Earth's crust has all 11 of these elements found in the same place. That means that basically in all the universe, we cannot find anywhere where these 11 elements exist together, but they happen to all exist in the dirt, in the Earth's crust, and that's what the human body is made out of. Now, we think about getting a balance of these electrolytes. How do we do that? Well, nutrition and supplementation. First, let's address nutrition. Why does food make us, why does some food make us swell and have water weight, especially junk food? Okay. Why does junk food primarily make us, you know, swell or retain water? This has to do with the balance between sodium and potassium. This is probably the two most key minerals or electrolytes in hydration. Now, the reason why junk food in particular does this is because it's primarily it's high in sodium and low in potassium. So again, we go back to this principle about the sodium-potassium pump. Sodium takes new water, fresh water, into the cell. Potassium takes old, nasty byproduct water and pushes it out of the cell. So there's this bathing process that's going on. We talked about this in previous shows, especially when we talk about the inner workings of a cell. So this new water comes in and bathes the cell. The old water gets pushed out, and we push that into the bloodstream. The kidneys filter that old water out of the bloodstream. We urinate that water out. So it's almost like our bodies are like, picture our cells like little swimming pools, and the new water is coming in, keeping that swimming pool clean, and then the old water is getting filtered out through the catch and then pumped out of the system. So therefore, there's no more nasty water in that pool. So junk food is really high in sodium and really low in potassium. And so what happens is we swell with water because we're taking in new water to the cell, but we're not pulling that old nasty water out. So it's almost like the pool is full to the brim. It's actually spilling over onto the concrete on top. And it's gross. You know what I mean? It's not only bloated, but it's gross water because that old nasty water is not getting pumped out. This does not make us feel very good. Okay, we have estimated 10 trillion cells in the body. This does not make our human bodies feel very good. And so what happens in, let's do the opposite scenario. Let's say you're not eating junk food and you're eating tons of leafy greens, fruits, vegetables, berries, tubers. These are all the things that are really rich in potassium. Okay? Leafy greens, fruits, vegetables, berries, tubers, nuts, seeds, really rich in potassium. But let's say that you're eating all those things, but at the same time you're listening to your cardiologist who says, stay away from sodium because it'll give you high blood pressure and it's associated with heart disease. Okay? So then what happens is you dump all of your water weight. So now you're in the opposite spectrum. You're dumping all your water out of the cell, and that's leaving you dehydrated. So your pool is like half empty, and lots of water is getting pulled out, but no fresh water is coming in. It's still gross, but you're left feeling the symptoms of low sodium, which is dizzy and lightheadedness when you stand up. The reason that happens, and I commonly look out for this in the gym, because when someone stands up and they're in the gym, they're working out, and they're like, ooh, I'm lightheaded, the blood is not traveling fast enough to get to the brain, and the brain starts to shut down, and that's that lightheaded feeling. So that's a key sign that we have a blood imbalance and we're having poor circulation that could be from low sodium. So this is just two examples to highlight the importance of why this needs to be balanced. It's not like we just take in a bunch of sodium, a bunch of potassium, a bunch of magnesium and chloride and calcium and all these things and just hope that it regulates itself. Really what we need is balanced nutrition, eating like what we talk about, meat, fish, fowl, nuts, seed, fruit, veg. But then also salting our food with quality salt, not like ionized table salt. We want Himalayan salt, Celtic sea salt, good quality forms of salt. Did you know that salt, the root word of salt is actually salary? That's because back in the day, salt was so important thousands of years ago that it was actually used as a form of currency to pay individuals for wages, okay? Because you could trade salt for anywhere. Salt was so important to every person that it could actually be traded as money. Now, salt... in particular, as I lose my thought, we have to have balance in all these things. So as soon as I start to hear about diet hype or diet fads, keto, carnivore, paleo, you know, this, that, the other, you know, all these different diets we constantly hear about. I get worried because the less balance there is in the diet, the more supplementation is needed. Okay, talk to anybody who's tried to go vegan for a while. They feel like garbage unless their supplementation is absolutely on point. Not saying you can't do it. You totally can. But you better be real good at B12. You better be real good at omega-3s. You better be real good with electrolytes. You better be really good on amino acids. Okay. If you're not prioritizing those things, it turns into an unhealthy diet instead of a healthy diet. And the same goes for anything else. I did keto for 2 years and it wrecked my health. And it wasn't because I wasn't doing it right. It's because you're always having to supplement the areas in which you're lacking. Okay, and supplementation gets old. Okay, and I'm a proponent of proper supplementation. However, the most effective way, and if you look at studies consistently show that we get better assimilation of nutrients from whole real foods and digesting them rather than supplementation. In other words, they showed in multiple studies that supplements absorb less effectively than the actual raw foods. Or cooked foods as well. I don't mean raw, but raw materials is what I mean to say. So let's talk a little bit about supplements. There's three supplements that I do use and daily, okay? Because electrolytes are, when we talk about vitamins are something that's less absorptive compared to electrolyte minerals. Minerals is something that we can take in and absorb pretty easily. Vitamins are a little bit harder. And that's, here's an example of that. If you've ever taken B12 and your pee is like neon green, that's because you're peeing a lot of that B12 out. Compared to an electrolyte supplement, your body can easily uptake minerals. Just like we put salt licks out in the pasture for cows to lick, the body can really easily absorb a mineral versus a synthetic vitamin or something like that. So three supplements that I use almost daily, and I'm not affiliated with these first two at all, but I do like their products, is Element, which is also known as LMNT as an abbreviation, Element, and Relight. Redmond Real Salt, out of Utah, they make Relight, and that's R-E-L-Y-T-E, Relight. Both of these are a high-powered, not your weak electrolyte supplement that you'll find at Whole Foods or something like that. We're talking a high-powered supplement that will induce a lot of sodium, a lot of potassium very fast, and it's really, really good for athletes, people who are active, people who are sweating a lot, things like that. And then the third one is one from Thorne Supplements called Catalyte, C-A-T-A-L-Y-T-E, Catalyte. Thorne Catalyte is different from those other first two electrolyte supplements that I mentioned. Why? Because instead of just having electrolytes, it also is paired with really high quality vitamins. Vitamin C, thiamine, riboflavin, B6, B12, folate, taurine, chromium, zinc, magnesium, calcium, chloride, sodium, potassium. It's not just a electrolyte supplement, it's also a multivitamin as well. So you can get 25% off the entire store, not just off this supplement, but the entire store at Thorne, not just one time, but all the time by joining my client invite list. The link is in the description for my email. All you have to do is email me, say, hey, I want to join the list. I'll give you the discount. You start using that throughout the year, 25% off the entire store. The only thing it doesn't cover is testing, because you can do at-home tests. So those are the supplements that I like, and I do use them daily, especially in the summer when I'm sweating a lot. You can also make your own electrolyte supplement at home. And real easy one that I like is using limes. So just take water, high quality H2O, limes, and like a Celtic salt or a Himalayan sea salt, and you'll do like in 12 ounces of water, you'll do a quarter teaspoon of Himalayan sea salt. You'll do like one or two fresh squeezed limes, and then I like to sweeten it with just a couple drops of stevia, and it's very close to like a lemonade, but it has, the lime has tons of potassium. Of course, the Himalayan sea salt is our sodium. And that really pairs well in that water to remember, get new water into the cell, flush old water out, and that's bathing the inside of our cells all the time. So that's one that's really simple to do at home, like barely any cost. Limes are like 39 cents. Himalayan sea salt's a little expensive, but it'll cover you for like 3 months at a time. But listen, the takeaway is this. Put effort and thought into your electrolytes and hydration and nutrition. One of the easiest levers to pull for your health right here given to you on this episode. It'll improve your energy, it'll improve your performance, your mood, your sleep, your immune system. I cannot say enough about it. Electrolytes are far, far, far more important than given credit or talked about. I feel like this is a subject that should have been covered in a combination of PE class and also biology 101 to really instruct us as kids about how to properly hydrate instead of like the old nomenclature like drink Gatorade or drink water until your pee is clear, you know what I mean? So get serious about your mineral intake, your electrolyte intake. Get serious about, which of course what this show is all about, your nutrition. Meat, fish, fowl, nut, seed, fruit, veg, let's add in there, and salt. Because if you're eating meat, fish, fowl, nut, seed, fruit, veg, you're going to get a lot of potassium. But we have to salt with a quality salt. We have to salt our food with quality sodium. Okay? So, any questions on this whatsoever, DM me on Instagram at Muscles and Veggies. Would love to hear any questions on this topic. It's a detailed topic, okay? But it's one that I think needs to be talked about more in the health and fitness community. And as always, subscribe to the show. These are a weekly coaching session for you for free. All I ask is that you share it, you review it, use the supplements, the supplement discounts I provide. And also, please review the show. You can review it on Google, Google Muscles and Veggies Fitness. There's a link in the description as well to leave me a review on Google. And then also review the show on any podcast player you're listening to. But that's it. That's your weekly session for this week. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new topic. Hope you have a wonderful day.